Is that lechatchila that you're allowed to do this? Or maybe only by the effort. If you did it already, then it's okay. So Toshima, the Tony Rab Zvid Baroshia. Halokeya kankanim and other kachovim. If somebody buys barrels, again, kankam is a kli cheris, an earthly kli from a goy, chadoshim, if they're new, that they were not used yet, subshita, noisim toichen yain, a Jew now is allowed to store his own wine there, there's no time of yain esach. What about yishonim? Let's say these barrels were old, they were used already many times by the goyim, so it has a time of bliya of yain esach inside it. So now the loch is, it says clearly, the way you can kasha these barrels is by first storing it right away with good seer or marayas, put the strong brine, this fish brine, into the barrel, and the fish brine goes in and eats up, burns up the time of the ainesach, and then it becomes mutter. So the mashma clearly, it's even lechatchila, you're allowed to use your barrels with this hechsher. Boyim minei Rav Yehuda Nesiyim Rav Ami. Yehuda Nesiyim asked a question for Rav Ami like this. Herziron lekibshon eish v'nisnablu mahu v'nislabnu. Does you have this earthly kli, you have this kankan and this barrels that the goyim stored many of times the yayin esach inside it. So that's blias of yayin esach. And the Jew now wants to be able to store his wine inside it. So he says, he asked the question, what will be if the person takes this barrel, this earthly kli, and puts it back into the oven where it was first made, and this nablu becomes like red hot, becomes white, becomes hot? So what's the locha? Omle, he says for sure it's muta. Seer serif, like it's a kal v'chaymet. You're telling me just the brine of fish that you put into these barrels burns up the time of the yayin esach. So or lakoshekein, isn't it for sure that if you have hot fire, and you put it back into the kibshon, that you make it libun. Libun always means it's like red hot, that sparks come off it, so for sure, that's the way to burn up any time of Yayin Esach, that the barrel would be okay. Itmanam, we also learned like this, Amar Reb Yechanon, V'yamrilo sam say Amar Rabasi, Amar Reb Yechanon, Rabasi the name of Reb Yechanon, Kan Kanim Shalad Kachovim, we have these barrels, this Klicheret, from Goyim, that they first stored the yayin esach inside it, and now Sheikh Ziran Lekiv Shanesh, a Jew takes this barrel and puts it back into the oven where it was made. So Kivan Shenoshra Zifton, when it comes to melt the inside of the barrel, the zifton, the tar or the glue that they used in the inside of the barrel, as soon as it starts to melt, Shenoshra starts to melt down, Zifton Mehen Mutarin, right away they become mutter. See how this heter also, if you put it back into the oven and it becomes very hot, so hot that the tar inside starts to run down, then it's okay. Amr Vashi, Vashi said even a bigger kula, loy tema, do not say and think, ad the nosrin, you do not really need the tar inside to melt down, to drip down, el rather, afilu rufoi mirpa, it's enough just that it becomes soft. As long as the inside of the kli cheres becomes soft, that's enough. Afagav leinosar, even though it doesn't run, it doesn't drip, that's hot enough. As long as the inside is soft, so that's a proof that the heat went through and through this barrel, and that's the kal v'chomer, that if the brine of fish, if fish brine, goes in there and burns up the tam of yayin esach, so for sure the heat, the ore that goes through and through this kli cheres would burn up the time of the Yayin Esach. Kinso, what's going to be now if you only throw like coals inside the barrel? Kinso Rashi says, Hichnes kisamim dokim, like a kisam usually means like matches, sticks, even like coals. Kinso, you make it hot inside. Tzarecha kankin, achenoshra zifton. You do not have the fire outside the barrel. You just throw a hot stones or hot wood inside the barrel. And now the inside becomes so hot that the tar there starts to drip down. What's the locha? Kinso. So pligibor Rav Acha Ravina. So machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad osa v'chad shari. One says it's muta, one says it's osa. And the more it comes out in Hilchasa command the osa. Here we're machmir. Here we have the locha like the one that said it's osa. The place speaks out that the chol ha'tara kula amur Ravina l'kula Rav Acha l'kurma. use the Yisrael as Ravina, that's Mekul, and Ravach as the Chumra, and use the Yipaskin like Ravina Lakula. Therefore, here the Gemara has to say not like that. Here the Gemara has to say, here we Paskin the Chumra. And the reason why it's no good, Rashi says, this is about the Yosef, but Rashi says, third line, it's not like putting it back into the oven. If you put it back into the oven, the heat penetrates from the outside of the kli, going straight through it. Then I know the whole kli cheris is red hot inside and outside. I will talk about it over here. Kivan shifnasor, when you put the fire inside the kli, miyad ziftoi, right away the tar becomes hot and starts to melt. But it does not go penetrate through and through the kli. So you have no proof that the yayin neser that went through and through is burnt up. Maybe it's only the inner portion that's being hot, but not the inner portion. So Rashi says, here we see that a kankan that's used lekiyum means that a guy uses it always to store his wine, a kli that's used lekiyum to store your wine to seder, then you do not have that term we had before. Then it's not enough just to soak it in water 3 days or to pour the tzir or the rice inside it. Then you have to really put it in the kipshon and let it get red hot inside and outside. That's Rashi's Chiddush. As the Gemara before we're talking about, where it's not machlis and lekiyum, the goyim do not store their wine in it. It could be like a crystal jar that you only fill it up when you want to pour the wine at the table. When you finish using the wine, you empty it out. That was the Gemara before, according to Rashi. But here, these kankanim, where you store the wine there, keseder, so then it's volei, it gets inside more. Here it does not come out unless you put it back to kipshim. That's the Rashi answer to Gemara's. And what's the Gemara's question over here? If kisma should help, why should seer be better than kisma? But here the Gemara says, if you throw red hot coals inside the klicheris, it's no good. Because true, the inside gets hot, but it doesn't penetrate through and through. So this is no good. How could we say before that sear is good? Of course, sear, putting grime inside the barrel, is not going to penetrate through more than hot coals will. So of course, the sear in the Gemara. So Rashi answers, before we're talking about flasks, that they do not really store their wine there a long time. When they're taking a trip or at the table, then they fill it up with wine. But most of the time, it's just laying empty. Then it's okay to fill it up with water or put seer. But over here we have the regular wine barrels that the wine stays in the key and stays there a long time. Then it's only mutter if you put
then it's only mutter, like Rashi says, either you let the water soak there for 3 days straight, or else you have to wait 12 months. But after we have a heter to put hot water inside it, that
we'll see good back with here. Right, yeah. Now you boil the question is you boil you. Mao lite le toichoi shecher. What about putting beer into these barrels that the goyim first stored their wine? In other words, the question is, when the time the taste of wine comes into the beer, does it ruin it or not? Is it called the pagam or is it called okay? So Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Asra, they say Tosi, you cannot put beer into this wine because the beer will receive the time of the wine and become asa. For Rav is showing, Rav says no, it's okay. Rashi says why? The sheikhom vatalei letami dechamra. They hold with the beer, even if the time of the wine would come out from the barrel into the beer would just like be mevatel that time. The two times don't get along together. Sheikha like breaks, destroys the time of wine. Therefore, it's mutter still to drink the beer. That's the Rav of Rav is showing. And Ravina also. Sharmulen le Rav Chia Breda Rav Yitzchak le Mirmer Bei Shichra. He permitted him to store his beer in these Gaisha flasks or barrels that they first stored Yayin Esach. So also Romer Bei Chamra. By mistake, he went home and he stored his own wine in there. And then the wine becomes Asa. Tafiluach, even so, le Choshle le Milsa. That Ravina did not change his Tzak. In other words, he didn't come to make Xer and say, let's make Xer now not to store beer, because maybe you'll store wine. No, it happened once, and it won't happen a second time. We're not afraid. But that's the halacha. If you store beer, the taste of beer ruins the taste of wine. Yes, even if the time comes out, it doesn't give time into the beer. But if you store your wine, then the wine would be usher. But then the time of the Ayinessa comes in, and you have time of the Ayinessa here. So he said here, he said it's okay. Why, Omar Akroi Biyamu, even though it happened once that he put his beer inside, he put wine instead, it happened, that's all. We're not going to make it there though, you can't even store beer. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Hevelai Hanu Mani Dip Kusna. He had these barrels of Kusna. Rashi says, Shel Tzviye Bokor, they're made from the junk of the animals, Venosim Ben Yainestak, and Yainest was put there first. So it was a Kli Bokor. Yeah. So Malinu Maya, what happened now, he wanted to make a kosher. Hey, he brought this off a guy. So he wanted a kosher water, he filled it up with water, and on Chinu, Bishimsha, and he put it into the sun. And by putting it into the sun, Paku, it burst open. So Amar Rav said to him, Asatinu Malecha, he threw the Olam. You ruined this for yourself. Who asked you to do this? Hey, Magi Amar Rabbanu, when did Rabbanu say, when you want a kosher these kalim? How did the Rabbanan say, Mamalinu, Maya? The Rabbanan just said, true, you have to fill it up for 3 days with water. But Anuchi Bishim Shemiyamar, did the Rabbanan say you have to leave this water in the sun, that the sun will come and bake down on this kli and make it bust? That the Rabbanan never said. So therefore, it's your fault why you broke it. You didn't have to go so far. Omar Rav Yusna, Omar Rav Ami, Kli Nasar, Kli Nasar, question exactly. There's also some type of an earthly kli, some type of kli made from some type of clay. So this kli nester absorbs so much of the wine that you can never get rid of it. There's no way to make it kosher, you cannot use it. Ein loy tara lomis. That almost says, my kli nester, what is this? Omri ab yesi baravin kli mechafveris shel trif. It's the kli that you grazed it. And it's the Sheltzrif, Rashi, a type of aluminum. Sheltzrif says, Kaka, it's clay. Shechoyfe Misham Tzrif, or Balaz Olam, type of Olam, aluminum that comes out. It's a certain type of a clay. Kli Mechbera Sheltzrif. Yeah, Devate, so what happened? Omra Vasi again. Omra Vasi Barazin. Kli Mechafer Sheltzrif. So Devate, Pazuk Rufla. Well, he once had these type of kalim. Now, the Vepazik Rufla, that was the name of a guy. So, honest, he grabbed them away. Hani Kuvei Mepupadisa. He grabbed away these barrels from the people of Pupadisa. And Rama Buchamra, he put wine into these barrels. And Adrinu, and later he returned it back. Now, Lay. The question was, could a Jew use these barrels now? The guy who stored the Yain Esek inside it. So, also they came Shalula Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda, the Shalula. Omri said, Dover Shemachnis from the Kiyamu. Listen, this barrel, he did not store his wine there. He only had it for a day or two. So he just used it for once or twice. So it's not called Machnis from the Kiyamu. It's not there for storage. And so, Meshach Shechon Vamayim. All you have to do is just shake it out with water. Put water inside and just shake it out. Clean out the Yayin Esek inside it. Then Mutar, then it's Mutar. This type of a Kli Cheris, since it was not used that often by the goyim, you just have to wash it off. Omer Rav Avira, Hani Chatz Veshchimi. Hani Chatz Veshchimi also is barrels that come from black clay. Chatz Veshchimi, the Amoy Goyish of black clay. Kivu the Leiboli Tuva. Since they do not absorb too much, the same thing. Mashash Chachon Demayim Matarim. All you have to do is just rinse it out well with water, and it's okay. Omer Rav Papa Papi says, Hani Pasvoso. Do they nixi? Another type of an earthly kli. Rashi says, pavosa means honey, kli pavosa. Kiva, the same thing as earth, it's a type of a clay, that kiva, the lablia tuba, these kalim do not absorb too much, the same thing, meshach shechom b'maimu matarim. Kalim that do not absorb too much, it's enough just to rinse it out with water, and then a Jew could use it even for his wine. Kosi, what's the law of kaisa? You have cups. Rashi says, kaisa shecheris. You have cups made from cheris, earthly kli. So in other words, they did not use it to store the wine there, only to drink from it. And now a Jew buys these cups. How does it make them kosher? So Ravasi says, no, since it's a kli cheris, it's also, you cannot use it. Ravashi said, yes, it's okay. You just rinse it out and it's alright. So it's like this. If the guy only drank from it one time, so then for sure it's awesome. Rashi says if the first time the guy used it, so since it's soft, bully, it absorbs much more. And therefore, you have to kasher it. It's also the way it is now, unless you would soak it in water for 3 days. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? Papam sheni. If the guy is using it a second time, ikka the army, some say no. Pam rishin is sheni, kliyam le pligi the yasser. Even the first two times that it was used, it absorbs very much. It'd be yasser. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? Papam gimel. In other words, first it was used by a Jew one or two times, and now the guy is using it the third time. So the question is, does it absorb now or not? The opposite locker is Pam Risha Mishani Yasser. If the guy used it the first, the second time, it still absorbs a lot, then the yang goes inside it, and it's not enough just to wash it out, but rather you have to let it soak in water for 3 days. But Jimma Mutter, if this is the third time it's being used, that means the first two times it was used with something that's kosher, so the main bli is sapped in from a double kosher. The third time it goes in, it doesn't go in that much. Therefore, all you have to do now is just shake it out, it'll be okay. The middle of the Gemara again. Lama Gimla Mabez. Can Amar Rabami Kli Naser Ein Loi Tara Lomis. This type of Kli makes a certain type of clay that it absorbs very much, and if the Yai Nes goes inside it, we cannot get it out. Therefore, it's Ein Loi Tara Lomis, means you have to break it, you cannot use it. Rashi says, Naser is, doesn't say exactly. Yeah. All right, certain type of a clay. The Mar says, my kli Naser was kli Naser, Rabbi Yossi Baravin, kli mechuferis shel trif. It's a kli, Rashi says, it means kark, it comes from this type of ground, this clay, shechofrim mishom trif. You take out certain type of crystals there, or blas olam. It's called olam. This type of a crystal olam, that's what you make from this karka. So it's a very absorbent karka, and you can't get the bleer out. Devei parzak rufila, name of a person, and Rashi says rufila means he was sheni lemelech, he was a second to the king. Onas hani kuvim mepumbadisa. He stole. He took away some baskets, barrels from the Jews and from Medisa. And Rama Bukhamer, when he had it, he puts his wine, his Yai Nesek, inside the barrels. And then Adrina Nalei, then he returned it to the Jews. The question is, can the Jews use it or not? Do they have to make a Hechsher or not? So also they came, Shalul Rabbi Yehuda, they asked Rabbi Yehuda. Omri said like this, Dovar Shem Achnis Lekiyim, who? The Goyim, they only used it one or two times. And it was a barrel that you don't really store there to leave it there a long time. It was only something that you serve the wine in. So it's not a kli that you leave there. It's not a suy lakiyum. Therefore, meshach shechon b'mayim. All you have to do is just wash it up with water, vein mutarim. Because it never went inside. It wasn't beleya that much inside the kli. Since it's not machnis lakiyum, so it's enough just to wash it off. And befrat by yai nesach, which is always usually cold. So when something's cold comes into the kli, it does not absorb that much. Therefore, it's enough just to wash it off. Omer Rav Avira, Hani Chatzvi, these also barrels, Shchimi, if it's made black ones, or red ones, the Amoy, the Goyisha barrels, so Kivon de Leibol Letuva, since also these barrels are not made Lekiyim, even if they store wine there, it's only for a day or two. I think Lekiyim is called, it has to be there for at least 3 days. So these barrels are only meant to bring the wine to the table, but they did not store them there. So again, Meshach Shechon B'mayim U'Matarim has the same heter. All you have to do now is just wash it off with water, and a Jew could store his own wine there, it's kosher. Omer Rav Papi, Hani Pasvosa Devei Michvi, another type of a clay. Rashi Kli Cheres, type of an earthly kli, that comes to Devei Michvi, Rashi says, Mokom and Karkis of kosher. Its karka there is very hard. So Kivon de Leblia Tuva, since nothing goes in, it does not absorb, it's not an absorbent kli, therefore again, Meshach Shechon B'mayim U'Matarim. It's enough just to wash off this kli, and that's it. You're not going to have to bother 3 days, or make Hagolah, heating the water. It's enough just to wash it off with cold water. That's enough. Kotsi. What's going to be the lacha with kaisai? Cups. Rashi learns that kaisai shacheres. Let's say you buy earthly china cups off a guy, and you know he used it for wine. So Ravasi, also Ravasi says if a Jew now cannot use it, it's also Ravashi Shari, no, it's okay. So it's like this. Isha Sibuavikachovim Pam Rishoin Kuliam Let Ligidiyasa. If the first time this Kli was used, the guy used it. So the first time you put like wine in it, it absorbs very much. The first two times, the Kli absorbs what goes inside it. After that, it's considered like it's sova, it's filled already. Then the third time, it doesn't come in so much. So if the guy used it the first time, for sure then the time, the bli of the yayin esrech comes inside the cup, and you cannot get it out, it's a kli cheres. Where's the machlekes? Say the pam sheni. If the first time a Jew used it, and the second time now a guy used it with wine, what's the locha? And nika the army, some say no. Pam rishon v'sheni, even the second time, kuli amlu pli gidiyosa. If a guy is using it now the second time, a Jew used it the first time, and the second time already, guy is using it with his wine, everybody agrees that even the second time it's boleya, it seeps in, and therefore what comes into a klicheris, we cannot get out, therefore it's asa. Keep ligu, where's the machleik? It's a pam gimel. If the third time that it's in use, a guy now is putting yayin esrech inside it. And zilchus adat halacha, that pam rishon v'sheni asa. If the guy uses it with his yayin esrech the first or the second time, then the bliya goes inside the kli, and it's also, we cannot use it. Gimel, but if it's the third time now in use, that means the Jew used it already, two times already. And now the third time a guy is using with his yayin esrech, so here we pass in mutam. It's enough now just to wash it off with cold water, and it's okay. Since kaisas are not likiyum, you do not store wine there, it's only for the time you're drinking it right now, so when it's not bleya that much, enough to wash it off. So Tais speaks out, therefore the minig is the Jews, what they used to do is, when the Jew would buy a new cup, what he would do is he would fill it up with water, and let it stay there a few hours. If you let it stay there a few hours, so then it seeps in enough for one or two times. So then even if a guy happens to, or what could also come about, let's say the third time a Jew is drinking wine, and a guy comes and touches the wine, so he makes the yayin esach, so then that wine would also absorb inside the kli. First, as the minhag was, when he used to buy earthly kelim, that a Jew right away would let the kli soak in water for a few hours. So that's considered like one and two times, so even if it happened later, that when they have their wine inside of the guy would touch the wine, he would not make the kli yasa. Yeah. And glass for sure is this way. Glass, much like a crystal glass. So if a guy would happen to touch it, even though the wine would make yayin esrech, but the kli would not become asa. Glass for sure. It's very very smooth. It's not for layer glass, especially not for yayin esrech. It's only cold, and therefore we enough just to wash it out.
So, what is that?
Yeah. Hani mani de kunya. Also, different type of clay of earthly kalim. So it depends. Chiyura v'yuchmi, if it's white or black kalim shori. Then it's shori. These kalim are not absorbing that much. And it's not a kli, also lakim, you do not store you one of these things. You just serve there once or twice. Rashi says, kunya means kli cheres, mitzupa b'yev, it's glazed with type of lead. So if it's white and black, it's okay. Yeruka, if it's made from green clay, then also. Rashi says, the mishun d'matzav sheish pakarka mechfer shatif obolet tvei. It's made out of green, then it absorbs much more, and then you cannot get the tam out. Yukos the mishum de mitzvah, because you have it crystalled more. The yisbu kartufni, let's say there are cracks on these barrels, then kuliyasiri, any type of a clay barrel, earthically would be also. Since there are cracks there, then the yatam of the yainetha goes in more, or stays there, and then it would be also. Dorash Murray may makes a drasha like this. Kunya, these earthly kalim. Ben uchmi, whether they're red, ben chiyur, or black, whether they're ben chiyur, whether they're white, then Yeruka, whether the green, it doesn't make a difference. Shuri. In all these three cases, he holds these type of kalim, they're not boleya that much, and therefore all you have to do is just wash it off with cold water, and it's shuri. That was his drasha in Hilchas Yayin Esrech. Now the Gemara asks the question, Maishna Mechametz Pesach. How come we learn differently by Hilchas Pesach? that there if you have these type of kelim that you once used with chametz, you cannot make it kosher to use on Pesach. Because over there, the boy named Mirema, Mirema asked the question, Hani mani de kunya, these same type of earthly kelim, these clay kelim, ma'alish tamusha bube pischa, are we allowed to use these chametzik kelim on Pesach? So he answered like this, Yeruk, if it's made out of green, loyti bola, then you have no question, the mitzar for your bola, since it's crystal or it's glazed, so for sure it's belayed, absorbs, and the time of chametz is in the kli, you cannot use this on Pesach. The Asiri Sasa, Kiti Bolak, where's my question? Chiyuri Vyukmi, if it's white or black, my. So Yen said, Kiyisbuk Hatufni Voti Berlach, if it has cracks in the Kalim, so for sure the time of the Chomet goes inside. Loiti Ba, I have no question. Divadai Bali of Yasiri, for sure the time goes in its Sasa. Kiti Berlach, Tishia. My question is, if it's smooth, you have a smooth earthly Kli, like our China, what's my, what's the Locha? Amalu, he said back to him like this, listen,